Here.
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
All right, join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is it on the agenda to pray?
Sure.
All right. Well, if you would like to remain standing or seated or whatever you want to do while we pray. Lord, we thank you for breaking this virus in this nation. Father, we thank you for crushing it and causing our communities to come back stronger, our people to be healthier, and Lord, for business to get back to normal. We thank you, Lord, for your provision for the families that are out of work right now. We thank you, Lord, for providing for every single need. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, so we have a lot of engineering projects on the agenda. Anybody get Facebook up and going?
And I'm still working on trying to get the Facebook screen to start. It's
okay, well, that's fine. We'll figure it out.
I can bring it on my phone.
I know, right?
Just the village?
It's okay, I just lost the document fan. Okay, so we have a lot of things on the agenda for engineering. We can call the engineer if you have questions on any of it. The projects that the MFT is one of them. I brought a couple of these. If we do the full entire MFT project that was brought to us, here's the map for all of this. If you guys want to look at them, it's two different ways of looking at it. I can't remember what the Brian, do you remember what the price was on that, the total MFT?
Yes.
Right here. 246?
307.
That, not the email I just sent.
That's including engineering.
What was it one more time?
307,000. Okay. It's 287
for engineering. And that's going to take us over our MFT because our MFT will be just shy of 200. Is that right, Randy?
Yeah, as of right now, we're at 167,000 in MFT, and with gas prices and people not driving, who knows how much we're going to be having coming in.
So, I talked back and forth with him, and maybe cut off. If we cut off, I sent out an email if anybody can see it. If we we can cut off a couple of the streets and it'll bring it down a little bit.
That's
this one, right?
Tim to Matt, I believe. He deleted like 5 roads for now.
I think that's it.
We'll bring it down to 259. That's including engineering fees.
Did you guys catch that? If we cut back some of the streets, I think that's the email I just sent to you guys that cut off some of the streets. That it's a little sheet of paper.
Rid of Borsey, Lita, and Clifford.
I believe so.
As well as a little bit of Walnut.
Well, also gets.
Is that muted?
I just forwarded an email that
Tim sent me. Do what? Yeah.
Is your microphone here muted?
Yeah. I'm not logged in. I'm not into the Teams meeting.
Yeah, you are.
I'm on this.
Okay. That says you're logged in.
On this.
In the
that's
Teams.
That's what's running it is on this. I'm okay. Logged into Teams on this computer.
Okay, and so this one's not at all.
No, and the microphones are running through this computer, so
right.
We're on there.
Okay.
The only reason I know is because I just got the whole lowdown before we started.
There, Ronnie.
I wonder if
Ronnie will just push through.
Okay. I think we'll be good. I was going to put it up there to kind of put a little barrier, but I think we'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
Thank
I'm
you, though.
Sorry, I
had
a call.
No, the calls are more important. Thank
okay.
you, sir. Okay. Oh, Benham, too. It cuts off Benham. Benham's like $39,000.
I haven't been on Meadow Lane for a while. What's
Meadow Lane needs done.
Okay.
And we haven't touched Meadow Lane in a long time. Well, I don't know when the last time we touched it. It's kind of looking like our cul-de-sac.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe. Maybe.
Even if that's the only thing you need to do, sure.
It might even be looking a little worse than our cul-de-sac. Set that up. I think it's a TV. So that's kind of where we're at on that. I want to err on the side of caution because with gas and everything down, I don't want to go over the MFT, and I want to stay. We do need a big project this year though, because we didn't do anything last year. So questions, comments, we can set on it until next meeting so you guys can digest it a little bit.
Whatever we do, I'd prefer us not dip into our general fund.
That's
I agree.
Yeah,
to cover any of the projects.
If we were really healthy, I wouldn't mind dipping in a little bit. But
I think
not.
We're gonna have to cut even more next year.
I agree. I think it's gonna be rougher next year.
And we're cutting Vorsey, Lita, and Clifford because there's a good chance there'll be a water project there.
Exactly.
Sooner than later, which means we're gonna
done really bad.
Which means we'd just be tearing up a road we fix.
Now
so.
Our guys did a really good job last year. They went through and patched Vorsey pretty good, but all that patch is starting to come out again.
What about these dead ends of like Sharon and Holden?
I haven't been on those for a long time. Well, Holden I've been on. I'm not sure about Sharon.
And that same spot that's just A1 seal coat on West Vine.
Yeah.
I was on Vine the other day. It didn't seem...
Well, seal coat's not costing us a lot.
And of course, my computer wants to restart now.
What do you guys think?
What's the other one?
Oh, here, do you want this one? I didn't. I only printed 3, so.
Hey, Ryan, do you know what the difference is between A1 and A2 seal coat as far as longevity?
I do not know as far as longevity.
Didn't help.
Okay.
A lot of the terms are because the road is in better condition. So it might be there.
Okay.
We can call Tim, too, if you guys have questions, because the first 4 things on here are all his. The MFT, the low interest forgiveness, which we keep that on there because I eventually want to do a program through them. And then the storm sewer management modifications. And the construction-related costs with the East Street lift station. So if you guys want to call him, we can call him. questions?
I like what they've cut so far.
Yeah.
Do you have this one?
The only reason we're rushing the MFT is for the simple fact is I want to get the bid out sooner than later. And I think a lot of us have talked about it. But I think waiting 2 more weeks is not going
to
kill us.
Yeah, but I mean, now's the time to do it because in another month, whenever all these the people that aren't meeting now start meeting, they're going to start pushing all their stuff out to bid too.
So.
Especially if people start going back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Oh, there you go.
I mean, it's kind of like doing Great Western right here behind us. What's level bindering all that and seal coating all that for a road that's not really used.
Yeah, sure. We can cut that off there. I mean,
and that's one. If it gets so bad, we can just block it off and nobody goes down it.
The only one I have on here for the A2, which is down here.
Part of Buell?
Yeah. I want to do something there because that's going to be really bad as soon as the grain trucks come. We could dump some more rocks on it.
Yeah, but that's a dead end. You're extending that.
All we're doing it is to their driveway, the one house on there, or maybe take it to the dead end sign if we want to, but I don't want to take it right. It's... I mean, we're not even talking that much, really. That's rock and chip. Just because it's... I don't want it to get bad.
Maybe it'd be best to table this until next meeting. I'm
going to
digest
this a little. Okay. Check on the streets we want to cut. That'll work. All right. Next thing, stormwater improvement plan. Ryan, I don't see the stormwater improvement plan in here. Did you?
No.
Okay. Well, that makes it easy. Next. And then I don't see anything about... There's nothing in the board packet about expenses related to the East Street Station, which we've already approved all of that.
Didn't Matt send an email...
He did, and I was actually
with that on it.
That. Well, I don't know if that was on there.
There's an attachment.
The
easement.
The easement, yeah. Not expenses, right?
Well, the easement, you guys look it over and approve it.
Yeah, we just need to approve the easement.
Yeah, just approve the easement. We're good with that, and then we can send it to the park district.
All right.
Oh, there we go. There's the revisions.
So that'll be B6 down at the bottom then. Well, in reports.
Perfect. All right. And then Matt also
live on Facebook now, guys.
Okay. Matt also sent out an explanation of each one of the things he was doing too. So Public Works, he put the bucket truck on there, which we do need to replace it, but we need to work that into our budget.
There's Mark.
Agenda 2.
Hey, Mark is there. Mark's finally there.
Agenda 2 was they heard over 20 loads to the dump. They're going to run out of room shortly, so
which
we really need to move forward on the R&R.
We should be fixing that, or we just...
I'm fine put adding the burn thing to the ordinance, but
you thinking maybe this year we need a...
This year I think we should do R&R next, and then after it's cleared out, then
do
it's
we typically ever do next year?
Huh?
Do we do next year? So we're going
to
do this year?
Yeah, but I think we need to pass it into the ordinance now, so it's in there.
Oh, it needs to be, yes.
So it's, I'd like to pass that into the ordinance, and then go ahead and put in the do the R&R this year, and then that with the direction of we're organizing the dump, throw some rocks out there because there's already kind of a road that kind of goes through it. They can get it set up to, this is their burn pile when the weather is cold. And
I'm okay with approving the R&R quote, but it's going to be a not to exceed. So if they get to a point where, hey, we're going to charge you extra for this, we're done.
Stop. Yeah,
we'll burn the rest of it.
Okay.
Get us as much done as you can. Get the leaves hauled away. Almost, I'd rather get
not
the leaves hauled away first.
What? The 12?
Yeah.
290?
Mm-hmm.
So since we have already decided to jump to the burn ordinance conversation.
Skip? Well, I was going through Matt's agenda. I was just reading straight down his line.
We might as well discuss that now.
Okay.
I was told that earlier this week a resident was burning and that there was really no way that our police officers could enforce it because that person was told that they could burn by one of our employees. So, it's going to be very hard for...
But what were they burning?
Sticks and leaves.
Can't burn the leaves, but they can burn the sticks. If it's,
if it's not a bonfire, recreational type fire...
So...
smoldering, that's an issue.
There was one smoldering behind the Giving Place, too, over the weekend, too.
Correct. That might be who I was notified about. So the problem is, if at any point we're going to try and exempt our Public Works Department from the burn ordinance... We have to make sure that it's very clear what we are telling them they can do.
The ordinance isn't bad, but I'm
no. I agree, it's not.
It explains the ends and it's got to be where people's windows are shut. And,
no.
Yeah.
If you're doing a fire versus smoke,
well, we're not burning leaves,
right?
Yeah.
But if they're going to do an actual fire, then that's not going to create a lot of smoke once things get going and when it's hot enough. Yes, there will be some initial smoke as they start loading additional stuff on it, but this thing's got to be nice and hot, and they also should be coordinating with our fire department if they're going to do something that's going to be large.
Well, and also I want to... We've got that rave alert system and different things like that, and we can... put an alert out, hey, we're burning these 2 days. And we can put it on Facebook and say our guys are going to burn these 2 days. And do some notification that way, too. I was talking to one of the neighbors down around our dump, and they're like, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What they were getting ticked about is our guys burning constantly.
Right.
And having a constant fire out there. Someone did tried to set our mulch pile on fire anyway, so a couple days ago.
Well, that could have just been the mulch pile itself.
No, they had sticks set up there, and yeah, it was, they purposely tried to do it.
Awesome.
In one way, I wish it would have all just gone up really quick, but then we'd have to put it out. No, is there anything you want to add to this ordinance? Because this ordinance is, the addition to the ordinance is the Village of Tolona Maintenance Department will be exempt from the burn ordinance in order to dispose of tree waste, which will include branches, trees. It has leaves and yard waste on here.
Uh-huh. Which will create smoke, not fire.
But do we want to take the leaves and yard waste out of there?
Then what are you going to do with that?
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, as far as when we're actually... There's going to be leaves attached to branches they pick up.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Most definitely.
So I don't want somebody out there going, well, there's a leaf right there. Can't burn that.
Right.
That's different than...
Piles.
They
piles
dump the leaves. They dump the leaf back and throw a fuse in it.
What? Well, I'm fine with leaving it the way it is, but with that we'll work with our maintenance department. The very end of the ordinance, I don't like that well because it says burning will be limited to days with minimal winds. Good. But should we also put it in there during the wintertime when windows are open or something? Because right now this leaves it open that they, oh, there's no wind today. We're just going to light a big old fire.
I think we can do that internally.
Okay.
Because we're not wanting, they're not going to set the whole pile on fire. This is going to be
a controlled burn.
Yes, it's controlled they're burn. Not set the whole pile. It's, they're going to drag stuff off to the side and make smaller fires they can add to throughout the day. I don't want to limit when exactly November 1 to April 1. I don't want to limit them to just that because it's either a wet winter or we have extra amount of stuff and can't get it all done.
That's fine.
We're right back into having to dispose of another way. I mean, it doesn't fix our leaf issue, but it'll at least get most of it taken care of.
And if we can have another farmer help us out a little bit. That worked out well when we were just spreading them on a farmer's field. Even putting them out there in a big pile and turning them every so often and then putting them on the farmer's field next year or something.
Just keep in mind, we're probably still going to pick up a bunch of stuff off of that.
What do you say?
We'll still have a bunch of stuff there even with burning.
Oh, I know we will.
We won't be able to get rid of all of it, but we might only have to pay $5,000
exactly
to get rid of it opposed to 12.
Or once every couple of years.
Oh, yeah, that's
every
true.
Year.
Every couple of years, bring them in.
I think also we need to look at some point not having bags because those are accumulating pretty good, and then maybe even reducing the sizes and stuff that we pick up.
I like that. I don't like the bags. Well, I never have.
Yeah, if we're going to do bags, that almost needs to be like the sticker sale.
That's a good idea. I like that. That'd be another thing we can add to the ordinance.
And
that wouldn't be the burn ordinance.
That'd be a separate ordinance for yard waste pickup. We can still pick up brush because we can deal with that, but other yard waste, do one in the spring and one in the fall. I'd rather leave it like this for now and then kind of see throughout the year how it's going and we can tailor it down through either changing the ordinance or just our own internal policies since it's only affecting us.
Okay, I like that. Cool, so if you guys want to add that on there, I just need a motion.
Make a motion to approve changes to ordinance number 2018-0-18 as presented. That's my cursor.
We're going to have to do a new ordinance to do that change.
Can we add it on to the ordinance?
That's a 2018 ordinance.
That's true.
We're going to have to write a new ordinance to include the amendment.
I got this tickle.
Okay. So let's write a new ordinance for next meeting then.
Yeah, this is Mark. Let me make the suggestion that you mark up some copy somewhere and then just scan an email to me and I might do a little doctoring and then send it back to you. Or you can do it without me either way, but that's my suggestion.
Well, whoever wrote this actually is pretty good. It just kind of adds right onto the ordinance that's there. So.
I'm sorry, I just don't have it in front of me. I'm not sure why I don't. But.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, never mind. We're going to do a sticker ordinance, too. I think that... Do you have a brush pickup ordinance?
I keep losing my cords. What?
Do you know, Brandy?
I like to pick up your...
Oh, they're marked sideways, too.
If it isn't a sticker, I'm going to pick it up.
We'll get one of those, too.
Buy the number of stickers for your bags. And
we'll do this.
Plus, relieve the cost of disposing of all your yard waste.
That'd be nice. That would be helpful. All right. Now that we just jumped completely around on the agenda. So bucket truck, we need something to put in the budget. R&R, so do we need to vote on the R&R? You guys, for them to come do their cleanup?
Yeah, but I can't get my computer to do anything to get the
It was for $12,290.
And where am I paying this out of?
Good question.
I thought Matt said he had that in his tree cutting and...
Didn't we already use tree cutting for something else, though?
He was wanting to pull it out of... He was wanting to pull some
sidewalks?
Of it out of...
Sidewalks?
And sidewalks and streets and... He was trying to pull it out of three different places.
I don't suppose you've had a conversation with Matt, have you, Brandy?
No, I have not.
Okay. So, you guys want to table that until we find out where it's coming from?
Well, I mean, we don't have much time left in this fiscal year.
I know, and it needs to be done so they can, because they're out of room.
I know he has told us a couple times. What he needs to verify is that those accounts still have the money in them and that we are not spending the bulk of those accounts on any projects before the end of this fiscal year.
Can you sit down with Matt tomorrow, Brandy, and find out exactly where that's coming from?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to physically sit down with him, but at least make a phone call. And then we'll vote for that on the next meeting. Da, 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 da. We talked about the MFT. Bob Brown last week said if we split rental straight out, the unit price will be the same, or would the pricing be higher since it's less work? Did say he would honor the price for the entire project from last year's bid. So we don't know if he will. And then at the sewer plant, I don't know if you guys have been out there, we have a huge pile of millings that we want ground down.
Straight asphalt millings?
Yeah. It's just a big, huge pile of asphalt out there.
What did it come from?
I don't know. I noticed it the other day, but he's got it on here, and he is getting a bid to have it ground so we can use it. It'd be $4,800. Save us a little bit of money. Plus, we don't have to... I don't know if we'd have to transport that. I'm going to pay the hauling costs.
Terrence, I'm not sorry.
So, but I mean, that could be an item. That could be on the budget. No. So we don't know where the money's coming from, so that would be on the budget for
the
next year,
just
unless he's got the money left in his budget for it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Agenda 6 is the plat easement for Prison Engineering so they can get the Park District for their approval. Matt did do a good job writing up that. So Matt wrote up the ordinance change. Is that right, Brandy?
For what?
The burn ordinance change.
Did you sign here?
The Titans. Yes. Thing that was in the packet?
Yes.
Yeah, he wrote that.
Actually, that's really good. I like it. Okay, anything about Matt's email? Any questions over that? Pretty much the only thing we can do on that is approve the easement with the Park District. Questions on any of that?
Questions? As soon as I can get it open back up. Make a motion to approve the easement of the Tonopah Park District to the East Street Lift Station as presented.
All right, second. Second. Do a roll call vote?
There's an echo.
If everyone could mute their microphones.
Everybody mute your microphones until you talk. There we go. The motion that Ping brought was the East Street easement with Tolano Park District, seconded by Jared, and it'd be a roll call vote. So, Brandy?
Yes. Harry?
Yes.
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, now the next thing on here is for the police department and a proposal to for hazard pay. A lot of the other jurisdictions are doing it. I sent an email out. I think so far we've lost 19 officers, I believe, on that one article I sent out over the coronavirus. We have just in our community right here, we've got several that are affected, and so I put it on here. I think it would be a good idea, but I'm not sure exactly how to go about it because we have one full-timer, we have two part-timers. So my thought was maybe $2 extra an hour while they're working the street, or I'm open for suggestions, comments, or concerns on it. Some places we're doing percentages, but percentages don't really work in our jurisdiction here.
I think from what I've read, the norm is $2 an hour.
That's what I've been seeing too. I know, I think it was Atlanta did like 5% or something, but that doesn't work for us really. It doesn't really work. I mean, I guess it works for Justin. Brandy, can you figure that out for Justin?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's my proposal. For hazard pay, while the coronavirus is going on.
Are we screening the calls that come to us?
What do you mean? Like, calls in here?
Like what our police officers are actually going out to?
Yes,
MedCat's doing that. Okay. They're doing it the best that they can, but they can't really say, they call you up and say, hey, do you have these symptoms, and they don't have to tell you. So that's kind of where we're at on that. I mean, they're doing the best that they can on it, though. But they're still going into people's homes, and everybody's at home. When everybody's cooped up in a house all together, we're going to have domestics. We're going to have... We don't have to. I hope we don't have any, but... That's normally the norm when everybody's cooped up and can't get out and all of that. So that's my proposal on that. So if you guys want to do it, I just need a motion.
We have a set of date, though.
Yeah, we have to set a date. I was just pulling up a calendar real quick. What do you think on the date? We could set a date, set it for like May 19th, and that would be a board meeting night, so if it's still going on, then we can extend it. That's right, yeah.
And the shelter in place is still May 1st, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How quickly could we make it effective? Would it go into effect tomorrow?
We could do it on this next payroll.
Which starts when? Does anyone know?
Well, we could do it on the payroll that is going on currently that ended, Wednesday? Right, Randy?
The current pay period started last Wednesday, okay. The 1st.
So we could start it on the 1st and then end it on ended on the 19th through the 19th, and then if we decide to May 19th, if we decide to extend it, that's a board meeting night, and we could extend it from there.
Would it be easy?
What if we took a look at this at the first meeting of every month, and so we just go till May 5th?
First.
That's fine.
And then we just take another look at it and the environment and say, do we want to extend it till the first meeting in June?
That actually works out too.
How does that work from a payroll perspective, Brandy?
So, it used to be like the upgrade pay. Do I still have that?
I'm gonna throw my peers through a wall.
I had to restart mine when I came in here a couple times, and then it finally started working. It's working pretty decent right now.
So that would be fine because May 6th would start a new.
Okay, perfect.
So make it effect $2 an hour effective while they're working the street through May 5th. Right?
To be reevaluated on May 5th.
Sounds good. Sounds great. So I just need
Can
someone.
You help me understand what it means when you say while they're working the street?
While they're working.
Like there are some times that they aren't and
if
we're not.
They, correct.
Give me $2 or tell me a little bit about that.
Correct. If they just come in to write a report, say they got backed up on reports on the street, and one of the guys comes in on his, not necessarily his day off because we're going to pay him to be here, but comes in on an unscheduled time that he's not working the street to come in and just catch up on a report, then he'd just be paid his regular paycheck as he's writing a report, which happens from time to time because they do get busy and there's usually only one guy working at a time.
So, are you
the onus is on Justin then to clarify what hours are working the street and what aren't?
Cool. Yes, they can actually, they can put it in their on their time card. And they also, when they're working the streets, they're calling into MedCAD saying they're going on duty and they're going off duty through the 911 center. So it's the checks and balances are there.
Okay.
I'm sure that the three guys that we have working are not going to cheat the system, but we do have checks and balances just in case.
And this is a silly question. Do they actually have time cards that they're like hand
yes.
writing and filling out?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
They punched in for a while, but the time card is over there. They're here, and so they do a time card. But they also go on the air, too, so that they're on the air with the 911 center. And they go off the air.
It's just really neat if we had an electronic way with which they could do that. But I suppose that's for another day.
Well, they do, actually. I mean, they're going on the air. And
the BP system still has log in, log out.
Does it? Okay. There you go.
So we can deal with that later.
Yeah, we'll deal with that later. So if you guys want to go forward with, is that all your questions, Vicki?
No, thank you.
Okay. Sounds like she said no. So if you guys want to go forward with that, I just need a motion. You don't want to go forward, we'll table it.
I'll make a motion to pay hazard pay for time on the street at $2 an hour, retroactive to April 1st, 2020, and through our next board meeting.
April 5th? May 5th?
May 5th. To be evaluated then.
Perfect.
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Buffo? Yes. Barry?
Yes.
Kane?
Yes.
Rockman?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right. Any discussion on the bills? Nothing? All right.
Motion to pay bills as presented.
Second.
Second. Roll call.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
I did not see any sewer credits in here unless I missed them.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Okay. Cool. All right. Approval of regular session minutes May 3rd, 17th, and 19th.
I didn't see anything in there that was out of whack.
I don't see a March 3rd in here.
They were in the last board packets, and it never got approved on the 17th.
Isn't that the special meeting?
We did have the one special meeting, yeah.
Yeah, the special meeting was the 19th. Motion to approve March 3rd, March 17, and March 19 regular session minutes. 2020 regular session minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Perfect. The next thing on there was to refinance the TIF. Or, I'm sorry, the refinance the the TIP bond refinance. We've gotten several emails in. The problem is right now interest rates are in flux because they raised them. If we would have done this probably a month ago, would have been a better way to do it. If you want to keep pursuing it, I will. We will have there's three different people putting in for it, right, Brandy?
Bernardi and Baird.
Did they have their whole proposals in here yet?
It
was for the next board meeting, I believe.
Yeah, Gwen told them to have it here by the 21st.
Okay, so hopefully I'll get that stuff to you guys on the 21st so you can look at it before the board meeting. If we still want to do it. But like I said, interest rates are in such flux right now. They're even scrambling to get the right numbers to us. New employee or employee manual, you've had one person respond back to you, Jared?
Yes. If you would like to put your 2 cents in there, please do by the end of the week so I can have it ready for the next meeting.
Perfect. And then the animal control ordinance. Did you guys have a chance to get through that whole thing?
Yeah, they highlighted all of their changes, additions. They're the dark gray.
Yeah, they're not. I think they were highlighted, but then when it went in, it got scanned. I'm sure the price is going up. Boarding fee for animals held past. But... Shambeck County executive on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the. I'm trying to think, payment.
Doesn't look like there's a lot of changes if it's just by.
There's not.
Highlight.
Because we take them there, they don't come here anymore. Brandy, did you see anything in this?
For what?
The animal control ordinance that they're wanting approved. Or fees.
It was, I think, 88 cents.
I saw that.
Per capita.
Oh, per capita for animal impound services.
I see $15 a day. Where do you see 88 cents?
That's to keep the animal.
The daily boarding. What was she talking about, 88 cents?
Keep going down. Fees, under fees, payment. The village shall pay an annual rate of 88 cents per capita for animal impound services. The annual rate increased to go in effect on the anniversary date of the signing of this agreement.
That was changed? Because it's not highlighted.
It's not, yeah, it isn't highlighted. Is that what we paid last time, though?
I'm trying to find the ordinance.
I don't know. I couldn't find the animal control, the current animal control contract that we have.
What do we normally get billed by them? Do you remember?
They normally bill annually.
Do we need to sign it?
Didn't last time this come, we did not sign it?
Well, we signed one of them, we didn't sign the other one. We didn't sign the one where they come and get the animals.
Because the last time this happened, it happened to also be around the time that there was a dog attack in town.
Yeah.
And animal control came out here and explained what they do. And
oh yeah, that's true.
Because they're still required to come for those.
Yeah. But just the strays and all that stuff, we just collect to take to them. So I think you're right. We didn't renew this. We just did the other one.
It's the water fountain.
We're doing some laundry while we're here.
Okay, so I found the 2018 version. No, this is our animal ordinance.
It looks like the thing they sent us for budgeting in February said that the per capita fee for animal impound service is 97 cents per capita, and the cost for animal control services is $1.47 per capita, for a total of $3,343.59 due on July 1.
So this would be a reduction? Sign it now.
Exactly. I'm sure we're missing something in this.
And maybe we're just having them clarify.
Yeah, why don't...
Just have them cut out and give us what's the money change supposed to be.
Can you or Justin get up with them and sit down with them and clarify that, please? And then we'll put on the agenda for next. All right.
I mean, they don't build till July anyway, so we got a little bit of time.
Yeah, I'm not worried about nuisances right now. No special admits, sales presentations. I have one quick thing for executive session. Anything for the good of the order for anything else?
Executive session might be kind of difficult.
That's okay. I've already talked to... I think we'll be fine. If nothing else, we'll call or something. Ryan, I've already talked to Vicky on what we're going to talk about. And Ryan's the only one I haven't talked to.
Are you going to do the minutes?
If you guys want, I can get the conference line set up, and then you guys can dial into that.
This is Mark. I think what Rob's saying is that executive session won't be necessary, and Rob, I would agree with that if you talked to everybody individually.
Yeah, it's really quick, and I'll do the minutes. It'll be simple.
No, what he's saying is...
Executive session?
Yeah, or you say don't do the executive session at all.
Yeah, I'm saying don't even do it. I think you can accomplish what you want, just make sure everybody's on board with it.
Perfect. That's okay. That'll work. Anything else, guys? Am I missing anything? Am I missing anything in here?
I would say thank you to Brian for making this thing work. It's pretty slick. I'm proud of all my villages and you guys in particular. It's on Brian. You guys are kind of the gold standard for technology when it comes to the communities in central Illinois. So
we were ahead of Savoy. I'm sure they're going to do up us now. So.
Good job, Brian.
Good job, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, so if there's nothing else, I just need a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Perfect. All right, guys, who's the second? You're the second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right, thanks, guys.